Thank you, Mr. Chair. So on behalf of GKA Austria, Child Rights Connect, ICC Pact International, and the human rights clinics at EUFMG and Puki Paraná, we would like to propose the following amendments to Article 6.2. It should mention that state parties shall take all appropriate legal and policy measures. And at the end of 6.2, we would like to support proposals from Palestine, Egypt, and Cuba to mention human rights abuses and violations. We also propose a new Article 6.1 bis, but in interest of time, I refer to the statement previously submitted to the Secretariat. On 6.3, we'll like to propose the following amendments to include that business enterprises should undertake human rights due diligence, including a child rights impact assessment across the value chains when necessary due to imminent impact and at regular interval. We also like to propose amendments on 6.4a, in line with proposals from Panama and Egypt, that should read, undertaking and publishing regular human rights, labor, environmental, and climate change impact assessments, paying special attention to the rights of groups and individuals in situations of particular vulnerability, including children prior and throughout their operations. On 6.4.b, we would like to see included integrating a gender and age perspective in consultation with potentially impacted women and girls and women's and girls' organizations. And on 6.4.6, we propose amendment in line with Panama, Palestine, South Africa, and Egypt. And it reads as follows, conducting meaningful consultations in line with principles of free, prior, and informed consent and through all phases of operations. And later on the next sentences, and with other relevant stakeholders, including trade unions and civil society organizations, and also to end at the end after conflict areas, peasants and other people living in rural areas. And finally, on Article 6.4.d, also based partially on Indonesia's proposal, we would like to suggest the reading, ensuring that consultations with indigenous people and local communities are undertaken in accordance with international agreed standards of free, prior, and informed consent, and that consultations with children are undertaken in accordance with the principle of the child's right to be heard. Thank you, Mr. Chair.